Unit 14. Heritage. Art Preservation. Rodin's The Thinker, Michelangelo's painting on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, Angkor Wat in Cambodia, and thousands of other ancient pieces of art and architecture continue to amaze people today. These great works have survived for many centuries because people have made great efforts to preserve them. However, not everyone agrees on the best form of preservation. Some people advocate art restoration, and others prefer art conservation. So what are the differences between these two approaches? Restorers clean, repair, and sometimes rebuild artwork. Most restorers have some artistic training, and they learn how to do their craft through trial and error. Their aim is to return the artwork to its former glory, making it look like it did when it was first created. For example, restorers may retouch the colors on a painting or replace broken or worn parts of a statue. Art conservators, on the other hand, are committed to simply keeping ancient artwork in the best possible condition. Usually highly trained professionals, conservators take a scientific approach to their task. They touch the artwork as little as possible and ensure that the conditions are perfect to prevent further damage and wear. However, conservation and restoration also have much in common. Importantly, the primary goal of both conservators and restorers is to maintain the artwork's original features. Conservators do this by keeping the original parts of the artwork in good condition. Likewise, restorers are also concerned with providing an accurate representation of the original artwork. If they cannot find reliable historical evidence of what the artwork originally looked like, then they won't do any restoration work on it at all. Further reading.
The most recent restoration of Da Vinci's Last Supper was completed in May 1999. The first and foremost task was to prevent further deterioration to the painting. A chemical analysis showed that paint from earlier restorations was still eating away at Da Vinci's original paint. Restorers decided to remove all the paint that had been added to the piece after it was originally finished. Such a difficult task required great attention to detail. Several sophisticated techniques were used, including radar and lasers. Consequently, the restoration was a slow and difficult process. On some days, an area no bigger than a postal stamp could be restored. Ultimately, the 20 years of hard work paid off. The painting was restored while keeping its original look intact. Today, the painting is preserved by a sophisticated air filtration system. Groups of no more than 25 people are allowed to see the painting for just 15 minutes at a time.